Police say the victims were snatched early Friday by unidentified but well-armed gunmen who raided a residential compound where the workers were staying in Port Harcourt. Rivers State Police spokeswoman Iredua Barasua says at least three foreign workers were abducted and two people, possibly police officers, were caught up in the crossfire. Barasua said that the gunmen may have taken off with more than the three hostages, but she could not confirm details. This is the first kidnapping to take place since the country's new president, Umaru Yar'Adua, made an appeal for calm in the Delta at his inauguration on Tuesday. Mr. Yar'Adua hopes dialogue will end a crisis that has forced oil companies to cut production by 25%. He plans to hold a Niger Delta summit in the capital Abuja on Monday and has promised action to resolve the crisis within his first 100 days in office. The nationality of the victims was not immediately clear, though police said they were foreign nationals, possibly of Asian origin. Foreign workers have become prized targets for gun-toting militants and criminal groups operating in the oil-rich region. Jomo Bomo is the nickname of one of the main militants group's spokesmen. He told VOA in an email, the only means of communication he will use with journalists, that the president's promises of dialogue were nothing new. He said, "We want action and not more talk." Bomo's group, the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, or MEND, has faced many of the attacks on oil installations. MEND say they are not responsible for Friday's kidnappings. Some 180 foreign nationals have been seized in the last 18 months. Militant groups like MEND say they are fighting injustice in the Niger Delta, which, despite its vast oil reserves, remains impoverished. Kidnappings have increasingly become a money-making enterprise by armed youth out to extract hefty ransom payments. Nigeria is Africa's largest oil exporter and the third largest supplier to the United States. Sarah Simpson for VOA News, Lagos.